Eminem died of an overdose in 2007 while working on his final album. After his death, his label spent a year finalizing this album, his unfinished album, King Mathers. This isn't what happened in our universe. The reality is that Eminem survived his OD in 2007 and has been sober for a very long time now. However, this is what I believe we hear on the album, The Death of Slim Shady. From the first track, Renaissance, to the 13th track, Guilty Conscience 2, we are hearing this alternate reality play out. Throughout these first 13 tracks, the character Slim Shady is characterized by drug abuse and is analogized as an addiction. In the end of Guilty Conscience 2, Eminem says he's going to kill Slim Shady once and for all, and refers to this act as a double suicide. This double suicide is Eminem's death in 2007 by way of accidental overdose. At the end of Guilty Conscience 2, Eminem wakes up, back in our reality, and this is where the story can be interpreted in one of two ways. The first being that Eminem reflects on this alternate outcome of his life, and the preceding tracks were made after this realization. Or the second interpretation being that we are sent back to the alternate reality, and the preceding tracks are actually from this alternate reality. I personally like the idea of the second interpretation more, so that's the one I'll be talking about. After Eminem wakes up, the listeners are sent back to the alternate reality where Eminem died in 2007 to hear how that would have played out. The tracks Head Honcho and Toby act as representations of how many labels treat posthumous songs. Both tracks feature far less Eminem content, instead having the features carry a majority of the runtime. This is something that has happened time and time again with many artists after their death. Labels try to squeeze every last ounce of money from the artist's surviving work. And in order to do so, they fill tracks with features leaving only a single verse for the main artist on their own song. It's also worth noting that during M's verse on Head Honcho, there is what sounds like a heart monitor beeping that can be heard in the background. Temporary also plays into this idea, with it being a song that Eminem wouldn't have released unless he actually did die. It also features home recordings of Eminem and Haley. Voice memos tend to be used in posthumous works of artists either due to a lack of studio recording content or what have you. The final song, Somebody Save Me, really plays into this idea. The entire song is from the perspective of a dead Eminem watching his children as they continue their lives. It even includes a recording from when he was heavily on drugs in the lyric, "It's like I'm stuck inside an alternate reality." Now, the only song I can't fully connect to this idea is Bad One. But that song does include the themes of an artist's legacy in music and how having a bad album, or a bad one, can cause people to dismiss an artist's entire legacy. But with that being said, this is just a theory, a music theory. Thank you for watching.